All right, interesting polling that is out, and a lot of new polls are out. Our new Reuters poll shows that Kamala Harris is at 45%, Donald Trump is at 42%. I'm assuming that that's still within the margin of error. I mentioned the Real Clear Politics poll, which is an average of all of the polls out there, and Harris is at 49.2, Trump is at 47.5. In the swing state of Georgia, Trump is at 52, Harris is at 45. Other is at 2%. In the swing state of North Carolina, Harris is at 49%, Trump at 47%, other is at 1%. Ian has some information on this polling surge that's going on right now, and it's not new. It's happened before. And let's remind everybody that people want to vote for a winner. I wish there were no polls. But polls are important because people want to vote for the winner. People want to be on the winning side. And if somebody is in the lead, if somebody's not sure who to vote for, they'll vote for the leader in the polls. But is that person really in the lead? Anyway, he's got some interesting information about these polls that are surging right now.
Yes, thanks for the opportunity. Here's what we're gonna get in the Wayback Machine. We're gonna get in the hot tub time machine. We're gonna get in the DeLorean, and we're gonna journey into the far distant past of 2022. I'm old enough to remember all the way back in 2022 when there was the midterms, right? And the Democrats were expected to get destroyed in the midterms, as everybody always does. That's the phenomenon. Whatever party's in the White House always gets kind of wiped out in Congress. It happened to George Bush in 2006, Barack Obama in 2010. Donald Trump lost his trifecta in that blue wave in the 2018 midterms. So in 2022, you have every reason to expect a red wave because Biden is deeply unpopular at the time. And going into the 2022 midterms, Real Clear Politics, they predicted that the Republicans would net 54 seats in the Senate, and they got 49. The same polling aggregator, Real Clear Politics, predicted that the Republicans would gain 30 seats in the House. They gained 9. And they came away with one of the slimmest congressional majorities in history. Now, why did that happen? It's the same thing that's happening now. The 2022 midterms, we were told there would be this huge red wave. There was not. Why didn't it show up? Because at the last minute, a lot of these highly partisan Republican polling firms flood the zone with a lot of really slanted, low quality polls that artificially make the race look tighter than it is. And there's no regulation of these polling firms. If some Republican polling firm wants to, you know, poll 1,000 people, except they don't poll women, they don't poll black people, they don't poll young people, of course their result is going to be very friendly to Donald Trump and the Republicans. And that's exactly what's happening here. You don't even have to take my word for it. Anyone can just go and look this up. You have all these dark money, shady partisan polling firms that literally have not even conducted one poll yet so far in this election cycle. They haven't done one single poll since 2022. And now they're coming in at the 5-yard line and saying suddenly, after months of deadlock, now Trump has the momentum. He's surging in the swing states. He's up 5 points in Pennsylvania, whatever. And why is that? Is it the dancing at the town hall that suddenly has people? Is it because Kamala wasn't that good on 60 Minutes? I don't think so. I'm not buying that. I think it's just the GOP is putting out more partisan polls than Democrats right now by a factor of 26-1. I mean, wow. When I say they're flooding the zone, I mean it. They're publishing a lot of kind of fly-by-night, not worthy, not quality, trustable polls. And if RCP wants to pull that into their average, that's their business. 538 doesn't do that. But Republicans are doing this for two reasons. A, it dampens Democratic enthusiasm. And it gives, this is crucial, this is the really important part I want people to understand, it gives Republicans a reason to say that they were cheated if Donald Trump loses. Because they can say, well, how could Donald Trump lose by 5 points? All the polling averages says he was leading by 5 points. So the reason that we lost is because the election was stolen from us, because the vote switching machines or the Russians or the ballot harvesters or whatever it is, they are setting themselves up a fail safe, an excuse for losing. That's what this polling surge is. And I'm not That's just really making important. This is literally a thing they've done in the past before.
Election contention is a money-making proposition for Donald Trump. Whether he wins or loses, he makes money because people sent him money. And we knew this was factual we knew there was story after story, credible sources reporting that Donald Trump was asking for money from his followers, asking for money to help him with his legal fees and to help him with the contesting of the election, helping Rudy Giuliani, although I don't know if he ever got paid. Donald Trump was using that money. His wife was using some of that money. So those people were just used. They were financial pawns for Donald Trump because they might have given him money, but he made money on the contention of the election. So it's really interesting that these polls are showing up now and may be used as proof that the election was stolen. But again, polls are not always accurate. And we do the best we can to share with you the credible polls that we know about. And Ian brings up an interesting point. When I talk about the Real Clear Politics polls, it's an average of all the polls that they have access to. So that may be tainted with information from polls that are not accurate because they're sort of set up in a certain way. And so, you know, don't believe the polls. You got to go out and vote for who you feel needs to be the president of the United States. And even if you're in the red state of Louisiana, I think it's important to vote, even though you have a pretty good idea who's going to win the state of Louisiana. And I'll mention this again. I think we have 9 electoral votes. I really think that every state should break down the percentage of the popular vote in the state and give a percentage of the Republicans, give that percentage of 9% to Donald Trump, and the percentage of Democratic voters, give that percentage of the 9% to Kamala Harris. So that would make every state viable. We would still have the Electoral College, which is going to be really difficult to get rid of at this point, because the two parties know how to play the game based on the Electoral College system. So they don't want to change it because they've got the political machinery in place to play the game. So it would just be so much better if the percentage of the Republican and the Democrat vote determined the percentage of the electoral votes from each state that the candidate would get.